Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/Count the Dings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. You can play Pick'em, pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower total in each stat for this week's games for a chance to win big. You can actually win up to 100 times your money in a single night. That's right. I didn't say 10. I didn't say 20. Up to 100 times your money. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick 'em entry. My favorite feature, you can make rivals picks. Pit 2 players against each other. Wembanyama versus Nikola Jokic. Tim Hardaway Jr. versus Norm Powell. Kawhi Leonard versus Steph Curry. Who knows? Maybe Grayson Allen versus Pat Connaughton. You get where I'm going with that. You can do it all with Underdog Fantasy. Make sure you sign up today with the promo code DING. That's D-I-N-G. And get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the app store. And don't forget to register with our promo code DING, D-I-N-G, to get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. Must be 18 or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-522-4700 or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. I'm Amin Alhassan. I'm joined, as always, by Black Trey, Big Jerv, and Jay Skills. We got a hell of a show for you guys today. I'm coming to you live from rainy, cold-ass fucking Denver. I've got a lot of thoughts about Denver, and as a city, a record label, and a motherfucking crew. We're not going to talk about the AI documentary. Because apparently it's not an AI documentary, but that shit boring as hell. Sorry. What else we got on the agenda? I don't even see the agenda today.
We got story time with Trey, the cat stack story.
Yeah.
We got Jerv goes to the root picnic.
Yep.
We got Drake paints his nails and little Uzi comes out as they. And also The Wire turns 21. It's old enough to buy a drink, ladies and gentlemen.
In a brown paper bag, because that's how they know. We always all respect the brown paper bag. Shout out to Colvin. But first, www.patreon.com/countthedings. You know how many W's in it. I don't know why I have to spell that shit out. That's where you get the Patreon exclusive content that you get bomb all at once as opposed to piecemeal through the week. You get Cinephobe with no ads on it. Ad free. That's right. We launch ad free podcasts. I know since the ads have increased lately. So that's pretty important for everybody to be able to listen without having to stop and hit that 30-second button, forward, all that. We've got the Discord. We've got the watch-alongs. We got so much stuff. Patreon.com/countthedings. And I'm going to say this right now. Maybe I'm putting the cart before the horse. But if there is a live show that happens in this year, you want to be a Patreon because you're going to get access to the better tickets, the better experiences before everyone else. So patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you are locked in on that. Guys, I'm in Denver. It's rainy as fuck. It's like 55 degrees. This is winter, bro. This is like a bad winter day in Phoenix. And even past, I'm willing to look past all of that. What I cannot understand is how this city that's never been in the NBA Finals, right? This city that has a chance to win a championship, they're the favorites to win the title. This city whose fans complain all the time, oh, the media, the national media never talks about us. Okay, we here now. And guess what? I don't see a single fucking thing that tells me the finals are happening here. This is my 10th finals. Every city I go to, whether it was this shit is brand new to us like Cleveland or this shit is expected like Boston. Everywhere you go, people wearing jerseys and hats and hoodies. Everywhere you go, the office buildings will have like the lights turned off so it says go team on it. Everywhere you go, the buses, the mass transit will say the number 35 going to City Hall. And then it'll say go team on it. The light poles downtown will have banners with pictures of their player. The stadium on the outside will be wrapped with a huge picture of the team and like, yeah, the final step or whatever. Dog. None of this shit. Yeah, I'm telling you, walk around Denver for hours. I've been walking around for days. There's nothing that tells me the team is in the finals other than when we went to the arena for game one. Crowd showed up. They were loud. They were rowdy. Wearing a lot of different jerseys throughout Nuggets history. I thought that was cool. But other than right there in the arena on the day of the game, nothing, my nigga. I'm looking outside the window right now. Nothing.
It's an extreme city. They only care about football, hockey, and snowboarding, my nigga.
And X Games.
That's what I'm saying. The X Game City, bro. You ain't no fucking NBA city. Like, they gonna win and nobody gonna care, bro. Straight up.
Is there at least stuff to do?
I mean, there are a lot of bars. The bars, it's weird. They're very, very, very like into carding, which is weird. I mean, I've seen old ladies get carded. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with y'all, man? But there's plenty of bars, and we went to a couple of bars that are pretty dope or whatever. But let me tell you something, Jerv. There are a lot of states that have legalized marijuana, right? California, Arizona, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Washington, Oregon, right? Like New York City, you know, Washington, D.C., you can smoke weed legally now in many states across the country. I've never seen a place embrace the legality, like where it's not just it's legal. It's like this is a part of our lives. Like, everywhere you go.
To do it, right?
Wow. They're the first to do it. And yeah. I'm going to tell y'all.
Colorado.
So I'm going to tell y'all some wild shit. So first of all, everywhere you go, where you go, oh, I want to get a drink. They got like THC infused drinks. You want one of these? Like, I'm like, nah, man, I just want a Coke. I'm not trying to get, right? Number two, again, there are dispensaries everywhere. Like, it's more, like, I haven't seen a single liquor store. I've seen a shit ton of dispensaries. Number three, I think the weed here is so old for them that these niggas are on some other shit because I'm going to tell you right now, the homeless people, they ain't too many homeless here. But they're all tweaking hard.
They might look homeless, but they not homeless.
Dog, they're homo.
Shout out to the gumbo.
Dude with his shirt off, walk, like running in a circle, talking to himself. Motherfuckers be standing at the traffic stop, waiting for the walk sign. I saw two motherfuckers standing up, falling asleep. I'm like, what? They got.
I mean, to be fair, that shit is all over the country now. It's more than what we used to be seeing. That shit looked like Thriller. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe, niggas got so high. Maybe niggas got so high they forgot to put up the banners.
Well, shit.
That's what my cousin said. My cousin Amir said that shit.
What was that skit? Hydro Drops?
What was that?
Was that Nas? The Nas album?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, he was like, man, I got so high, man. Oh, thanks to Hydro Drops, I forgot to clean up the monkey shit. He was working at the zoo.
Yo,
it'd be like that sometimes.
But I feel like for NBA fans, like that's the what you saying about Denver is like why niggas don't want them to win. Cause like my dad been going hard on my text for the Heat. And he not even, he don't even fuck with the Heat, but he been like talking about Caleb Martin and I mean, you know what I'm saying Max.
It's Roof just like, shit. It's just like KG versus fucking Tim Duncan, man.
No, but you it's not, but,
cool,
but
you got to pick the cool nigga every time, bro.
But as I'm saying, the
niggas thought Jimmy was cool, though.
I mean, nigga, if we gotta choose two niggas.
Hold on. This I know this nigga's not talking about who's cool. Your man say you're stupid. Like, right? Even your man be begging him back. Like, come on, man.
I mean, I'm rooting for Miami, bro. Like, I don't want a summer of fucking tweets being liked and fucking all types of speculate. I'm cool. Like, I want Miami to win, but like, dude's cool. Like, he's a cool and like if he's not playing Denver, like, right. Is the hood saying Jimmy Butler's cool?
Boston versus Miami. Who does the hood like more? You think they Tatum? Niggas running with Miami. The Knicks versus Miami.
I'm not talking Brunson? About cities. I'm talking.
No,
about,
I know. I know. Niggas. I'm telling you.
The hood loves Jason Tatum. What are you talking about?
Only the light skin hood. Where you from, nigga? The rest of us.
I talk to my people, bro.
The hood. You know what the hood gonna say? The hood gonna say. He'll look good in a Lakers jersey. That's what the hood gonna say.
Yep.
They ain't gonna
hood,
say
you don't think the hood fuck with Jaylen Brown?
No.
Nah. But
no.
Neither one of them niggas got a nickname either. Jimmy Buckets is a cold nickname. So them niggas,
That nigga trademarked Hemi Buckets. He corny for that. I'm off that.
He might be a corny nigga. Them braids was corny. Them extensions was corny.
So, I mean, listen to y'all, dog. So, like, Jimmy Butler's cool. Like, he's
I'm saying the comparison to the squareness of Jaylen Brown dancing in the rain and Jason Tatum just being like a light-skinned, curly-head nigga. Like, for sure, bro. Come on.
No, niggas really just don't be fucking with light skinned curly head niggas. Niggas find any reason be like, nah, I'm cool on boy. He light skinned curly head. Yeah, that shit might not even is that real curls? Those real curls?
What you saying?
I mean, I seen somebody on
those a lot of imposters in the streets.
Speaking of Avatar hair, that nigga Uzi got dreads now. Didn't we just see this nigga with a mohawk?
Hello, listener. Have you ever used ButcherBox? I don't know if you know this about me, but I used to be a butcher. I used to work at an unnamed grocery store. I used to be that tall man behind the counter in your neighborhood, cutting up meat and preparing seafood for you. And I know that it can be a stressful situation. I know that it can be crowded. You have to wait your turn. You have to know what you want. You feel rushed. Sometimes you might think that your butcher has a bad attitude. I don't know. Happened to a friend. Couldn't possibly be me. But that's why I love ButcherBox. ButcherBox brings you peace of mind. You can easily find high quality beef, chicken, pork that you can trust is humanely raised. There's no antibiotics or added hormones. There's the ultimate convenience of not having to deal with butchers or the crowded meat counter after a long day at work. It's delivered right to your doorstep. There's always free shipping and there's incredible value. You're getting really high quality products at an amazing value. You get exclusive member deals. You get recipe inspiration, guides, hacks. A little hack from my butcher experience, the petite top sirloin, which is about half the price of the New York steak, is a very similar cut with a fat cap on one side and you get very good tenderness out of the petite sirloin. If you've ever been to a Brazilian steakhouse and you see them talking about picanha, that's the petite sirloin. With ButcherBox, I'm always prepared. I always have meat on deck for a grill and chill, a cookout, or just making dinner at home. And I'm saving a ton of money from shopping at the grocery store all the time. Now, I know what you're thinking. That's great, but what's my reward for signing up for ButcherBox? Well, I'm glad you asked, because if you sign up at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, you will get free ground beef for life. For life. Enough ground beef to fill the Nile, plus $20 off your first box. That's butcherbox.com/dings.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here from Cinephobe. Yeah, that podcast. It's a good one. Ascertain. Telling you right now, Prize Picks, that's the way to go. Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app with over 3 million members. The easiest and most exciting way to play DFS is just you against the numbers. You pick more than or less than on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. It's demon time. That's right. You're asking, what does that mean? It's demon time. I'll tell you. Demons and Goblins, the newest and most exciting way to play at Prize Picks. Squares marked with red demons or green goblins get you different payouts. You can now win up to 100 times your money with as little as 4 correct picks. That's insane. That's insane of Prize Picks to do. You know what else is insane? They offer injury insurance so that your entries stay in play, even if one of your players gets injured. For football and basketball games, if you have a player who exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, that player projection won't count against you, and the rest of your entry stays alive. PrizePicks is the only DFS platform with an injury insurance policy. And by the way, they now offer Apple Pay for quick and easy deposits into your account. This football, basketball, any season you're playing. Me personally, I'm taking more than points on Joel Embiid all the time. I'm taking more than assists on Tyrese Halliburton. I'm taking less than points on Jordan Poole. Those seem to be the easy money makers for you. And you're probably wondering, Zach, how do I get involved in this? You go to prizepicks.com/ding and use code DING, D-I-N-G, for a first deposit match up to $100. That's prizepicks.com/ding. Use code DING, D-I-N-G, for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
He got the Lego cap hair. How did nigga change his hair like that?
Extensions. This nigga's been getting extensions, nigga.
Hey, the last time I checked, I don't know how niggas is changing their hair so quick.
You know how. We discussed it already.
Jimmy did that shit as a joke, man. He did that shit as a joke because he realized that with the media day photos you take on day one are the photos they use for all the promos for that year. Like, well, you know, when you watching the game, it's like, don't forget the doubleheader. Later on, we'll see Heat versus Bucks. They got a picture of Giannis and a picture of Jimmy. Like, them pictures be coming from the media day pictures. So the nigga, like, purposely did that shit.
He got paid for it, too.
A nigga rocking a wig or extensions. Like, niggas think that's cool. Not cool, as in it's okay to do it. Hey, do what you want.
Again, it's cool. Jerf, Miami, the city of Miami. Niggas thinking about the parties. Niggas ain't thinking about none of the players.
I hear you on that.
Niggas thinking about, hey, if the Heat win, is the city going to be turned? Do I need to go to Miami to turn up with niggas? They ain't thinking about going to no damn Denver. To be like,
niggas don't need no reason to go to Miami, bro.
Right. Like,
no excuse.
Nigga, Denver gonna go to Vegas. They gonna win, and they gonna go straight to Vegas. Nigga, they ain't even partying there. Even though, shouts to Denver, because again, we like marijuana.
Well, let me tell you all about. On that note, the story time with Amin, right? So, it's during the finals, all the media people are around. So you bouncing from spot to spot. So I was chilling with some folk I used to work with. And then I said, oh, I'm going to catch up with everyone else. They're at this bar. It's probably like a 7-minute walk. Cool. Before I leave, one of my friends is like, yo, I just rolled this up. You want to take a hit? And I said, you know what, man? One pull, loosen me up for this walk, whatever. You know, I got some back issues. But I was like, yeah, why not? I took one hit, man. I swear to God, within 45 seconds, I was maximum high, as high as I've ever been. Mm. I saw colors. I if I closed my eyes, like a whole movie was playing.
Fucking smoke.
Hold up, player. Listen.
I don't know what pack that was.
Hold up, bro. He hit the blunt with the shenanigans.
As an individual that fathoms himself your friend and would like to be able to, has always dreamt of the day where I could pass it to you. And you just say, fuck it, Jerv, today I just want you to know the shit I pass you is not going to have you seeing. Because I don't know what the fuck is going on over
I'm going to tell you exactly what it was. I think it's a combination of several things. Number one, obviously, this isn't really strong shit, right? This local shit, this is not for the pain. Number two is I am as lightweight gets. Like, I don't smoke. I do it once a year, baby, right? I do edibles every once in a while. So I don't have a tolerance or anything, right? Number three, though, and this is the shit I've been shitting on since I got here up until that night, was altitude. I didn't believe this shit. I think it's a hoax. After game one, I literally ran the stairs to prove that, like, I don't get tired in this shit. People are like, oh, you get drunk faster. I don't get drunk faster here. But, man, that altitude, I think it might have zapped my ass on that pole, bro.
Ooh. I would like to go out to Denver. I didn't factor that into the situation. Oh, that's
definitely mile high
in the sky, bro. I went to the bar, and when I walked in, it was only like two people I knew, and I was like, it's too much space in here. I need more people. I need a camouflage in. So I hit up my buddy Mo, you know, Mo Dakiel. I said, Mo, where y'all at, man? Like, and he's like, oh man, we're on the way. We're almost there. So then he walks in, but he walked in with like the player haters ball, man, the brigade of like Tim McMahon and Michael C. Ride and fucking Vinny Goodwin, like all the shit talking niggas talked in. I was like, oh shit, man, like not them though. So I grabbed Mo. I said, not them. I said, Mo, I need you to create a distraction so I can exit without anyone noticing. He's like, what? I said, I need you to create a diversion, a distraction, so I can get up out of here. So he says, all right, I'm going to go get some pizza and then we'll leave. I'm like, oh, good idea. So then this nigga sits down and orders a drink. I'm like, no, this needs to happen now, man. I'm tripping. So, and like, I'm going through all types of shit, right? So finally, like, I look at him, he's like, oh, I need to get some pizza. I'm like, cool, I'll go with you. And then Jerome, Black Dragon Roll, was like, yeah, I'll go too. I was like, ah, shit, man. Now, mind you, I don't know why I feel the need to hide the fact that I'm high from Jerome. But in this moment, I'm like, fuck, Jerome's coming, man. All right, cool. We'd be cool. Just be cool. So then we walk outside, and there's a food truck that sell pizza. And I was, this nigga, Mo said, you were very excited when you realized there was pizza. I was like, I thought he made it up. He was just making up an excuse to go get pizza. Mm. Walk outside, there's a food truck selling pizza. I was like, did we manifest this shit? Like, oh my God.
Oh, you cooked.
I was super cooked. Dude, I was like, get me off the streets cooked, right?
So, real quick. So can you get crossfaded? Like, if you drink, where does that take you if you're too high?
Just nauseous, I think. The nausea kicks in there.
Did you drink anything this night?
Yeah, I had been drinking. Yeah.
But I fell into it.
So we order the pizza. I grab the slice. I eat like half of this pizza. And like halfway through, I'm like, man, I wish I had ordered a mushroom instead of just a regular cheese. And the next bite I took, whoosh, mushroom. I'm like, what the fuck? Because I did order mushroom. Then I just had the first half of the pizza, right? Super cooked. So then Mo was like, yo, are you good? I was like, I think I need to go home. I ordered an Uber. The shit was, my hotel's literally a mile away, but I was like, I don't trust myself to walk in this condition. Why did I order an Uber Black?
This is hilarious. You ordered an
Uber Black. Uber, so a mile away.
So you paid $55 for fucking 5 minutes.
For a $9 Uber ride. I paid like $49. Like, no, I had no idea why.
Yo, what's Uber Black like in Denver?
I think I got picked up by like in a what do you call like it? A Yukon.
Like car?
Oh, no, Yukon. I got a Yukon.
Wait. You Uber snob, is that okay for Uber Black? You know what I'm saying? Like,
are you talking to me?
I mean, you're the one that wants to know what the Uber Black.
I'm just fucking curious, nigga. I've never been to Denver. Our Denver listeners, please invite me. By the way, but
you never been to Denver?
What the fuck am I going to Denver for?
Damn, Denver's just catching strays.
No, but I'm just saying, why would I just go to Denver on the whim, nigga? I'm not a Broncos fan.
Bro, if there was one nigga on this podcast right now that went to Denver just on some shit because they're going to Denver, like if no one did hoop shit and had to go to Denver, it'd be you. You're the person that would just have a reason.
I'm open to going to Denver. I just haven't had a reason to go yet.
Like because you was in the Southwest and like Arizona, stuff like that. Like
I've been I went to Utah for a game.
So then what the fuck?
But still, nigga, I ain't gonna go to no fucking Denver, nigga. Oh, I want to go to Denver though. Now I want to go.
You'd go to Utah.
But I ain't gonna go for no fucking hoop. Now that
hey, you know what's crazy? The first time I went to Denver, bro, I was a kid. I think I forgot exactly how old I was, like 13. I went with my uncle, my cousins. Like he was dating some chick out that was living out there, whatever. Nigga, I don't know why I wanted to do this, but I for some reason we drove by Columbine.
Like, God damn, nigga.
Like, this nigga went from high to
it just made me remember that. I forgot. Like, I don't, you know, it was like on some almost historical shit at the moment. I was like, damn, I wonder what that school looked like. And I think we
was 2000s?
Yeah, I think it was like it might have been like 2000 or like 2001 or something like that.
Right after that shit happened.
Okay, because that shit was 99, right?
Yeah, because it was right before I went to high school. Because the daughters of the girl that my uncle was dating, the woman that my uncle was dating, went to Fairfax, and they was older than me, and they was telling me about Fairfax. So I remember. So it was like after eighth grade, before high school, because it was like
that's a sick one to see.
Yeah.
Hey yo, let's go see Columbine.
They didn't have nothing else going on in Denver at the time, other than hiking.
You know what's crazy? Like, I'd have been to Boise, Idaho before I went to fucking Denver. That's wild to me.
That is wild, man.
That is wild. Shout out to Denver, man. You know what, Denver? I'm fucking with y'all. I gotta go.
Man, just go out there and get
Let's have our
up,
live
man.
Show. Let's have our live show. Bomb live Denver. Show in fucking Denver. Y'all just bring the weed, but don't pass it to me.
No.
Apparently.
No, never.
Please
no.
Bring the weed.
Thanks to everybody for joining us. Thank you to Juju. Thank you to Jason, Jerv, Trey. Remember, patreon.com/countthethings. Make sure you locked in. Get those ad-free episodes. Get those full bomb episodes. Get the Discord. Get the watch-alongs, everything else. Till next week, stay black, motherfuckers.